Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today's class will be given by His Grace Prasannatma Das Prabhuji on Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 4.21.24 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are there on the call.
Oh, hello, Mataji. Yes, I am on the call.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining Bhakti Sangha conference call and giving your valuable association today on the Bhagavatam session. We are really fortunate to have you on this call, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. You can take over, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, we'll start with the prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrutva Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato jaya mudirayat. Srinvatam svakataha krishnaha punyasravana kirtanaha. Hrudayantastahi abhadrani vidunoti suhrutsutam. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaye. Bhagavate uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naistaki. So today we will be discussing the fourth Canto 21-24 verse onwards. So I will read the verses and Ya Uddaret Siram Raja Praja Dharmeshu Asikshayan Prajanam Samalam Bhunte Bhagam Chaswam Jahati Saha. The translation: any king who does not reach his citizens about their respective duties in terms of varna and ashrama, but who simply exacts tolls and taxes from them, is liable to suffer from the impious activities which have been performed by the citizens. In addition to such degradation, the king also loses his own fortune. Purport: a king, governor or president should not take the opportunity to occupy his post without also discharging his duty. He must teach the people within the state how to observe the divisions of varna and ashrama. If a king neglects to give such instructions and is simply satisfied with levying taxes, then those who share in the collection, namely all the government servants and the head of the state, are liable to share in the impious activities of the general masses. The laws of nature are very subtle. For example, if one eats in a place which is very sinful, he shares in the resultant reaction of the sinful activities performed there. It is a Vedic system, therefore, for a householder to call Brahmanas and Vaishnavas to eat at a ceremonial performances in his house, because the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas can immunize him from sinful activities. But it is not the duty of rigid Brahmanas and Vaishnavas to accept invitations everywhere. There is, of course, no objection to taking part in feasts in which prasadam is distributed. There are many subtle laws which are practically unknown to people in general, but the Krishna consciousness movement is very scientifically distributing all this Vedic knowledge for the benefit of the people of the world. And 25th verse, Tat praja bhartu pindardam svaardam eva anusuyavaha purata adokshaja diya tarhi me anugraha krutaha. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prudhu Maharaj continued, therefore, my dear citizens, for the welfare of our king, after his death, you should execute your duties properly in terms of your position of Varna and Ashrama, and should always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart. By doing so, you will protect your own interests and you will bestow mercy upon our king and for his welfare after death. Purport, the word Adokshaja Dhyā means Krishna consciousness are very important in this verse. The king and the citizen should both be Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, both of them will be doomed to lower species of life after death. A responsible government must teach Krishna consciousness very vigorously for the benefit of all. Without Krishna consciousness, neither the state nor the citizens of the state can be responsible. Prithu Maharaj therefore specifically requested the citizens to act in Krishna consciousness, and he was also very anxious to teach them how to become Krishna consciousness. A summary of Krishna consciousness in Bhagavad Gita 9.27. Yatkaroshi adasnashi yajnahoshi dadasiyat yatapasyasi kaunteya sutkrishya madarpanam. Whatever you do, wherever you eat, whatever you give in charity and whatever finances you undergo should be done in Krishna consciousness or for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If all the people of the state, including the government servants, are taught the techniques of spiritual life, then although everyone is liable to be punished in different ways by the stringent laws of material nature, they will not be implicated. And the 26th verse. Yuyam tat anu modadvam pitru deva rushayaha amalakattu sastu anujnatu tulyam yat prechyatat phalam. I request all the pure-hearted demigods, forefathers and saintly persons to support my proposal, for after death, the result of an action is equally shared by its doer, director and supporter. The government of Prudhu Maharaj was perfect because it was administrated exactly according to the orders of the Vedic injunctions. Prudhu Maharaj has already explained that chief duty of the government is to see that everyone executes his respective duty and is elevated to the platform of Krishna consciousness. The government should be so conducted that automatically one is elevated to Krishna consciousness. King Prudhu therefore wanted his citizens to cooperate peacefully with him, for if they assented, they would enjoy the same profit as he after death. If Prudhu Maharaj as a perfect king were elevated to the heavenly planets, the citizens who cooperated by approving of his methods would also be elevated with him. Since the thing, Krishna consciousness movement going on at the present moment is genuine, perfect, authorized, and is following in the footsteps of Prudhu Maharaj, anyone who cooperates with this movement or accepts its principles will get the same result as workers who are actively propagating the Krishna consciousness. So, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruven Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadankitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yusapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunadanvaitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Vishakanvaitam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhyanabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pratapani Prakriye पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादा प्राश्चाच्यदेशसारिणे। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो 21st वर्स 24th चैप्टर ऑनवर्ड। सो इन दिस इट्स वेरी नाइसली डिस्क्राइब्ड दैट इन, लेट मी रीड द ट्रांसलेशन वन मोर टाइम। Any king who does not teach his citizens about their respective duties in terms of varna and ashrama, and but who simply exacts tolls and taxes from them, is liable to suffer from the impious activities which have been performed by the citizens. In addition to such degradation, the king also loses his own fortune. So this whole concept of working as per varna and ashrama is extremely important, because you know, each varna and ashrama has its own duty, and we have to perform that for whom? To please Krishna, under the direction of the authority.
Whoa.
So it's very important to follow the instructions of the authority. Here, for example, King Prudhu Maharaj is requesting to his citizens, and he is creating such an excellent environment of Krishna consciousness to his citizens. And here, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that any person who is not teaching his citizens about the respective duties and also about Krishna consciousness, and just only collecting taxes, so that kind of a king will suffer all the karma accumulated by the citizens. And on top of that, you know, here in this Bhagavatam verse, it says that the king will lose its fortune. So it's very, very important. Unfortunately, in the modern world, there is no one reading this literature, but this is what's going to happen if a king is not acting properly. That particular king or president or prime minister or whoever it may be, who is the head of the institution, who is head of the state, country, they will suffer big time, because they are not fulfilling the duties that are prescribed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here a beautiful example is given. If we eat in a place that is sinful, even though we are not directly supporting that activity, because it is a sinful place, we accumulate that karma. For example, you go to a restaurant, and there, you know, it's very tough in Kali Yuga, but as per the Vedic injunction, that even though you are not doing the bad karma at that particular place, because you are just there, means you are supporting that bad activity. So there are so many subtle laws for human mind. It cannot understand the laws that are given in Bhagavata, Dharma, Srimad Bhagavatam. But knowingly or unknowingly, if you act in this way, you have to suffer the consequence. So that is the main thing here. And in the verse 25, Prudhu Maharaj continued, "Therefore, my dear citizens, for the welfare of the king and his death, and after his death, you should execute your duties properly. In the terms of your positions of Varna and Ashrama, and should always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your hearts. By doing so, you will protect your own interest and you will bestow mercy upon your king and his welfare after his death." What a powerful Srimad Bhagavatam verse, saying that he is praying to his devotees, not devotees, the people in the kingdom, saying, please follow the instructions nicely and execute your duties properly. In terms of Varna and Ashrama, and always think about Krishna. Atapurumbi Dvijasrayashta Varnashrama Vibhagashaha. Right? Means, what is Ashrama? Ashrama means four ashramas. Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. So, in Brahmacharya, you should be very strictly following the rules of Brahmacharya, and you study under a spiritual master humbly to know all this knowledge. And after Brahmacharya, the next thing is Grihastha. In the Grihastha, you have to do your duties nicely under the direction of, for example, in the state, king is the head, like Prudhu Maharaj. In the Grihastha life, whatever a husband says, you know, it's not, but again, the Vedic injection, husband is kind of like a guru, and his responsibility when he marries someone, it's his responsibility to take a wife and also children back to Godhead. The only reason we are getting married is to perfect our Krishna consciousness skill set. That is, so in this process, the whole family members has to support the husband in this endeavor of Krishna consciousness. So always thinking about Krishna, never forgetting Krishna. That is the whole core principle why we get married. So I will take a little time here that sometimes people get misinterpreted, saying, oh, husband is the head, so he can... No, it's not that kind of like, you know, it's the husband's responsibility, and equally, everybody has to cooperate with each other to achieve that goal. So, marriage is a very tough, difficult thing. And here, Prudhu Maharaj, because, you know, I can speak at a national level, but if we discuss at a home level, we understand what is the success formula for the marriage? The success formula for the marriage is Trunadapi Sunichena Taruriva Sahashmena Amanena Manadena Ketaniya Sadahari. So this is the success formula, saying that there is no humility. There is completely, I am less than grass. I don't know anything. Tolerance. I am more tolerant than a tree. I don't need any glories. I don't have any false ego. And I give all the glories to other person and always chant Hare Krishna. This is the recipe for success in marriage and in Krishna consciousness. So if you forget this recipe, even though we see people, it's very simple, straightforward thing. Krishna consciousness is very straightforward. Are you trying to please Krishna all the time? How you are treating people? That is very, very, very important. You know, changing that heart, that ego nature. It doesn't matter how much time you chant, how much time you do Krishna Kada, how much time you do anything. If your heart is not changing, your heart is not melting, your heart is not acquiring these qualities of humility, tolerance, getting rid of false ego and giving glories to other people and chanting all the time, that is mere waste of time. We have to treat everyone as if they are somebody's precious child. We love our child so much, right? In the same way, some other person is also a precious child of who? Krishna. So it all boils down to how you are treating other person. It's just not chanting 16 rounds and acting whimsically, not caring about other people. It's about our loving, gentle nature. The essence of Krishna consciousness is Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Labhaktim Matte Param. Right? So the whole problem in our Krishna consciousness life is ego. I know something. Our own mental concoction. That is the big, big problem. Surrender. The most important thing is surrendering. Here in this case, Prithu Maharaj, they have to surrender to the head of the state or country so that everybody will get the benefit out of it. This surrender is extremely important. And acting as per the instructions of Prithu Maharaj. So let me read this translation again. Prithu Maharaj continued, "Therefore, my dear citizens, for the welfare of our king and his death, you should continue your duties properly." I will stop, take a break here. So, for the welfare of the king, you have to do your duties properly. So, for the welfare of the householder, the head of the householder, everybody in the house has to cooperate with that head of the house so that even after death, everybody will get the success. So that is the very important part. Never create an environment of friction, quarrel. So Lakshmi and Krishna doesn't stay where there is quarrel. There is continuous fighting. There is continuous ego battle. There is continuous chaotic situation. They only stay where there is no anger, lust, greed, ahankara, false ego, illusion, completely clean heart. Either it could be house or it could be the country. It's not like my way is highway. There is only one way, my way, I don't listen to anybody, whatever I think is highway. No. That doesn't work like that. You have to be surrendered to your guru, to your, you know, in the household life, mutually working together and surrendered to the concept of concept of grihastha life. And why we get married, only one purpose, kirtaniya sadahari. That's our own. No, this is, Krishna will provide food and everything, right? We don't need to accumulate tons of money. We don't need to work so hard. You have to understand how the previous, my grandmom and there before, or my mom, or before them, nobody went to job. It's the duty of women, in general, the chaotic situation in the modern world is people, they study, PhD, doctor, NASA, this, that, and forgetting the most important thing. I'm a big supporter of, I'm a neurologist, I'm a stroke neurologist, I encourage everybody to study. But the most important thing is don't neglect the family responsibility. Family responsibility is number one. That is very, very, very critical. Taking care of the house, taking care of the children nicely, taking care of everyone. Or else, both father and mother goes to work and the children see. If you know a lot of your friends, how they turn out to be. So we are failing our duty, because as a wife and husband, it's our responsibility to make sure they go to Krishna consciousness, the children. Everybody at the end of the death, end of the life, is our goal is Anche Narayana Smriti and going back to Krishna consciousness. In that, only way is to support each other, not quarreling, not my way is highway. Not I am ego, like I don't change. It's only here Prada Maharaj is saying you should execute your duties properly in terms of your position of Varna and Ashrama, and should always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart. And you work so hard and forget about Krishna. What is the whole purpose? And you don't respect the authority and act whimsically. By doing so, you will protect your own interest. By doing what? By cooperating with the king, like Prudhu Maharaj. You go to Krishna consciousness, you go back to Godhead, and you will bestow mercy upon your king and his wealth after death. So even after death, how King Prudhu can go back to Godhead and even bestow more mercy is by the cooperation of the people in the society. They shouldn't be whimsical. So in modern world, what's happening? King doesn't have any Krishna consciousness. People doesn't have any Krishna consciousness. What, there is no cooperation. There is always fighting, always this, always that. In the news you see every day how chaotic situation that is. So what's happening at the end of this? They are all going to Naraka. And again they take birth. So it's a cycle. So it's very, very important to follow the instructions of the seniors. There is no personal kind of like, I know everything. This is my way. The real love is follow the instructions of the seniors, authorities, guru. That is real love. The definition of love is how you are respecting other person's thoughts, feelings, and surrendering to other person. That is love. It is not like, okay, so Yashoda Mata, what she did, always her intention is, how I can serve Krishna, how I can make happy, how I can make, Yashoda Mata never went to job and do whatever she wants to do, and at the end of the day she come and do whatever, no. From morning to evening, from 24 hours, all the Brajavasis, their only goal is serving nicely with one purpose for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. And here the formula is given. Yatkaroshi yadashnasi yadashi dadashi yat yatapashyasi kaunteya tatkrushya madarpanam. Bhagavad Gita 9.27. Whatever we do, whatever you eat, whatever you give in charity and whatever finances you undergo should be done in Krishna consciousness or for the satisfaction of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything should be done in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If all the people of the state, including the government servants, are taught the techniques of spiritual life, then although everyone is liable to be punished in different ways by the stringent laws of material nature, they will not be implicated. See here, if even though, sometimes people have some bad karma, but by doing Krishna consciousness, boom, everything will be cleared completely. And 26th verse, I request all the pure-hearted demigods, forefathers, and saintly persons to support my proposal. See here, King Pratu is the king of the nation. But see this humility. Now, King Pratu, who is such a powerful king, is surrendering to his forefathers who are not there. They are dead. Still, he is praying, surrendering from their mercy. He is not whimsical, right? I am king. There are no forefathers. I can behave whatever I want. I don't care. This is my way, highway. No. He is saying here that I request all pure-hearted demigods. So here he is requesting, begging to all demigods, forefathers and saintly persons to support my proposal. They are praying. There is a conflict in the family, right? In the sense, okay, husband thinks one way, wife thinks another way. But rather than doing whimsically, see here, requesting proposal, requesting, asking nicely. For after death, the result of an action is equally shared by its doer, director, and supporter. So, for example, if somebody does some wrong in the kingdom, that action will be shared by doer, director, and supporter. So, in the same way, in the family, if somebody does some bad activity because of whatever the chaotic situation, out of all ashramas, I think Grihastashrama is the toughest ashrama. Tough. Because, Brahmacharya, we were discussing in Charlotte last week, that Brahmacharya, what happens? You don't need to do job, you depend nicely on the children, on the parents, and you don't have responsibilities. You play, you learn, that's it. Vanaprastha, you already finished your responsibilities, right? And Vanaprastha, you are slowly detaching at that stage, by that stage. So that is also, body is getting old, but apart from that, actually Vanaprastha is a better ashrama. And Sannyasa, of course, you left everything. There is no more drama, no more daily drama. It's only Krishna consciousness. You depend on Krishna for food, you depend on Krishna for everything, and you spread Krishna consciousness. Like Srila Prabhupada, perfect sannyasi, of course, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada, most purest, perfect. But Grihastha is the most complicated of all. So in Grihastha life, it's like it's testing our anger, lust, greed, illusion to clean our hearts. So we have to take this grihastha life as if it is our preparation to detachment and going to Krishna consciousness. So here he is proposing, here she is praying to his previous demigods, forefathers and saintly persons. The government of Prudh Maharaj was perfect because it was administrated exactly according to the orders of Vedic injections. Prudh Maharaj has already explained that the chief duty of the government is to see that everybody executes respective duty and is elevated to platform of Krishna consciousness. So here, a very powerful statement. If the government is conducted nicely, everybody gets elevated to Krishna consciousness. And he is begging that, okay, all the people should cooperate with Prudh Maharaj. So in that way, Prudh Maharaj's prayers are instructions by Prudh Maharaj. So I will stop here, and I would like to have a discussion about any questions, thoughts regarding anything about whatever we discussed today. But thank you so much for giving this opportunity. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya kupa sindubhya avacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So, yes, any questions, thoughts about today's discussion? Or I will start the discussion saying Grihastha life is very difficult. How do you manage Grihastha life and at the same time Krishna consciousness? There are so many senior Vaishnavas on the call, so it's a nice discussion so that we all learn from each other.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanu Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
You have already given for the householder how they should cooperate with each other and follow the regulatory principles, and they have live a Krishna conscious lifestyle. So that is the only way for Grihasthas, I think. This is what I understood. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam Prabhu. This is Suresh Varsham from Charlotte Prabhu. So Prabhuji, what I feel is like we are doing exactly opposite, Prabhu. Like instead of talking Krishna Katha, we are talking many, many other things. So it looks very superficial, Prabhu, when we talk about Krishna Katha, because we are talking many other things. So to talk Krishna Katha in that situation is looking like very different. So any guidance, Prabhu, how to see that at least, we spend some time in talking about the pastimes of the Lord from different books.
So it is extremely important. That's a great point. So today, Prudh Maharaj, in his instructions, right, he is not discussing Krishna Katha here. He is begging all the people in his kingdom to support his initiative. I'm just giving, just like in a country. So what happens, do you know, Prabhu, in our movement, there is a more diverse race. more, more problems. The reason is because there is a conflict. Krishna Katha is so important, but imbibing the values of what we read. We all know Trinadati Sunichena Taruriva Sahashnena Amanina Manadena Ketaniya Sadahari. We all know this, but the practical, when you come to practical aspect, when Srila Prabhupada was asked by his friend Dr. Kapoor, he jokingly said to Srila Prabhupada, "Hey, Abhay, you have the, because Srila Prabhupada is a pharmacist, right? He jokingly said, you carry all the tonics and you cure all the diseases. I know you have the spiritual tonic and I know you have Krishna Prema. Can you distribute the Krishna Prema to, can you distribute the Krishna Prema to me?" He is the senior, little bit senior or elder than Srila Prabhupada, and he is jokingly saying to Srila Prabhupada at that time, and that Srila Prabhupada said at that time that, "Yes, I have the tonic. If you get this tonic, you will be in Krishna consciousness. But I don't know yet. This is this happened in 1940s around the time. I didn't master the technique yet, but I know the topic, tonic, how to get Krishna Prema. That is, Trinadapi Sunichena, Taruriva Suhrishnena, Amanina Manadena, Ketaniya Sadahari." Right? In the same way, what Krishna is seeing us 24 hours, right, Prabhu? So, I heard one saying, our bhakti starts after we finish this call. This call is only 1 hour. But rest 23 hours, how we behave with other people, what we do, Krishna is watching. So that all is very important. It's not about how we behave in the temple. Krishna Katha is the core. That is very, very important. But with Krishna Katha, but chanting the holy name and doing deity worship and doing everything, you see so many people behave so terribly outside. Srila Prabhupada used to say there are only two kinds of people, cheaters and getting cheated. See how many times people, you know, in the name of God, they tell nice Krishna Katha, superficial, and they take money and use that money for something else. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm just talking in general in Kali Yuga, what you see. And there are so many conflicts, fights, politics in the name of bhakti itself. So the most important thing is how Krishna will judge us is Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Suni Saiva Swapakya Pandita Samadarsinaha. So until and unless we come to the platform of seeing everyone, there is no difference between, oh, it's mine, it's theirs, it's mine, it's theirs. Or the selfishness, coming to that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kankshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvattam Labate Param. If you can come to that platform and think about Krishna 24 hours, the reason I am saying this practical aspect, sometimes as devotees, we only focus on that 1 hour. But our focus is next 23 hours. How you are behaving with the subordinates, how you are behaving with people having less power than us. Are we seeing Krishna rest 23 hours? That is the critical part. And how we are behaving within the families in a loving, supporting way, in a tolerant way. Are we seeing Krishna in our kids, in our wife, in our colleagues, in our everybody. Are we tolerant? Are we humble? Are we sharing Krishna Katha not only in the conference, but you know, this whatever we are imbibing, that is the superficial thing, right? So that's why my intention, we went to the reason I said that this family life thing is, I went to Gruhastha Vision Conference in Gita Nagari, and it was very shocking to hear how much people are suffering in their marriage. Outside everything is, or everything is going well, but Srila Prabhupada said, strong families, strong communities, and strong ISKCON. And he is the biggest supporter of this whole culture. So that's why, because I'm just talking about Prudhu Maharaj, if you see these three verses, Prudhu Maharaj never uttered the word Krishna in this three verses we discussed. He is always talking about how we can, you know, humbly, cooperatively talk with each other and elevate each other to Krishna consciousness. So today the class we discussed is more practical in nature rather than, you know, pastimes of Bhutana. Those are very important. Out of all Srimad Bhagavatam verses, 3.2.23, Aho Bakiyam Stanakala Putam Jindasuva Apayat Api Asadvi Lede Gatim Datri Uchitam Tatahanyam Samva Dayalum Saranam Vrajama. This poisonous, breastful of poisonous mother, a lady, she came to kill Krishna, but Krishna is so compassionate to give mercy to this kind of a person. So that is my favorite verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So to answer your question, Prabhu, I think it's very important to read Krishna Katha, discuss Krishna Katha, and it is even important how we are doing next 23 hours outside the temple. Are we seeing Krishna everywhere? So the katha and the chanting, it shouldn't be superficial. It is it should be within the heart. Ketaniya Sadahari. Our goal is not just one particular time, one particular. Our goal is to spread this all over to 24 hours. So thank you for that wonderful question. I appreciate that. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai. As usual, very nectar in class. Prabhuji, you asked question that, yes, Prabhuji, when the family member are not Krishna conscious, that time you have to, it's a challenging for us that we are not able to go to the temple, but we have to come, continue our seva and our japa, and we can attend Bhagavad Gita class nearby our house. But Prabhuji, it's really challenging. Sometimes we are right in some point, but this, and we give our contribute, and they say, yes, you learn this thing from your Krishna conscious temple. So that we have to very, very conscious to give a Krishna conscious. It's not 1, 2, 3 years tapasya, but it is a, like 15, 16, 17 years by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, and Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani, they become a Vaishnava. So that it's a tolerance, like you explained that Trunarapi Srijana Tararapi Vaishnava. It is difficult to apply because sometimes the family member are not allowed. First duty is, Srila Prabhupada says that first duty is to prepare, to take care of our husband, our parents, mother-in-law, father-in-law, and our kids. But after that also they're not allowed to go to the temple. So that it's a really challenging. And after some years, 10 or 15 years, they support a lot. So that Prabhuji, we have to tolerance first. We have to apply the all the rules and regulations, whatever we learn from our Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev. First thing, we have to forgive whatever. At every stage, we have to forgive the Vaishnava. Especially, we have to start from our house and we have to preach them whatever we learn from the Vaishnava. That only I learned from last 20 years. And now my Prabhuji has become a Vaishnava. And he also come in the temple and he also helped to offering and cleaning vessels when we are cooking in a festival day. So many cooking. That time he said, okay, I will clean the kitchen and I will clean the vessels. This is also seva, but it takes long, long time after eating Mahaprasadam, Prabhu. Thank you very much for your assistance, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Thank you so much for sharing your journey. What you said is very, very important. The tolerance, Mataji used two words, tolerance and forgiveness. And most importantly, you know, as Vaishnavas, we always have, even Prahlad Maharaj has problems, right? So never preach, show your love, show your compassion to the other family members. When time comes, Krishna melts their heart. Krishna does the part. I think in my limited experience, what I say that best works is, never ask them to, never force them actually. Never force them, even kids. Never force them. Show them lot of love. See Srila Prabhupada, how much love he showed. People don't get convinced by your knowledge, by your force, by your anything. It is all love. And how we are behaving, they see our behavior as Vaishnava. Sometimes there is I heard so many times that, oh, this Prabhu goes to temple, hear Harikada and chant, but he behaves so terribly outside. He's so selfish. He doesn't, you know, it's all about how the behavior, what you are doing. How Srila Prabhupada attracted all these people into this movement. Still today, we all love Srila Prabhupada. Because purity is forth. Have you ever saw one controversy? Here if you Google some name, right, 1,000 controversies come. But have you ever saw one single controversy with Srila Prabhupada? No, because he is a perfect Vaishnava. And also the love, he is like a father to all the people who came to him. He don't have any agenda. So in the same way, never say like force any of our family members. Give them nicely cooked prasadam and give them your love, support, and they will see, oh my God, this person is behaving so wonderfully. And they will convert, they will change into nice, Vaishnavas. As Mataji just mentioned, that will happen. But it's only through our behavior, through our love, through our compassion, through our forgiveness, through our support. So with that, it can happen. But thank you so much for sharing that. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. One point, Prabhu. Prabhuji, how we see when how to get something done, sometimes, you have to be tough. Right? So if Vaishnava is tough in the service of Krishna, and so how do we react in those situations, Prabhu?
Yes, when you see Krishna's pastimes, Krishna is so loving. He is playing with the friends. He is stealing butter. And he is teasing his friends. He steals cloths. And at the same time, Krishna is also killing Potana, killing Shishupal, killing Kamsa. So we have to act as per the situation, but at all the time, whatever we are acting, always, even we can get angry. There is nothing wrong to get angry. Srila Prabhupada was angry on Nair for the Juhu land, right? Even he prayed, if you see Leelamrita, he said, oh, that Nair should be dead. Is it cursing? No. That land in the service of Krishna. Does a Jagadguru always, does he ever, you know, look for somebody's failure? Never. But this person is acting like a demonic person. So we have to act always keeping Krishna in the center. For the sake of Krishna, if we need to do war like Arjuna, kill like your own family members, for sake of Krishna, for sake of Dharma, for sake of, you know, things, we have to do it. It's not like Vaishnava, he should be compassionate all the time, he should be loving and, you know, all that. We have to act based on the situation, time, place, circumstances. But always our interest is central. Am I doing it for my selfishness or am I doing it for Krishna? That is, our Paramatma within our heart will tell. If we have doubt, I am angry, I am doing this. Are you doing it for Krishna or are you doing it for my senses, my mind, my ego? So that's my answer. So you can become angry, we can become, you know, do things. That's okay if we are doing it for Krishna. Because Krishna himself killed, Arjuna himself killed, and great devotees, they have different pastimes of displaying various ways they behave. But thank you so much for all the wonderful association. I don't want to keep you for a long time. Any other final thoughts or comments?
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. One kind of tangential question. You know, this verse, Trinadapi Samitya, that you mentioned today, sometimes you hear another Sanskrit version, the one that you used was Trinada Eva Shishna or something like that. So why do I hear these two different versions?
So there is only one version. This is coming from Sistastaka. The third verse, Pranadati Sumikena Saruriva Sushnena Amanina Manadena Ketaniya Sadahari. So there is only one version. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote only 8 verses. And the verse that we are discussing is the third verse of Sistastaka.
So, yeah, but the second line of that third verse, sometimes you hear a certain set of words, and sometimes you hear another set of words, you know.
Okay.
Very commonly you hear two different, that second line of that third verse. Sometimes you hear it one way, sometimes you hear it another way. So I'm wondering why that is.
Yeah, so it's just people mispronounce, Sanskrit is tough to pronounce.
No, it's not mispronunciation. They're using different words.
Can you put it in the WhatsApp what you are hearing? I'm not just getting, you know, if you, whatever
yes.
you heard, can you type
okay.
it so that we can get the
yeah.
real right
yeah.
one? So
yeah.
I will type
in
you
the
yes, go ahead, Matal.
Yeah, in the CC even, that second verse, Tarorapi Sanichana, Tarorapi Sanichana, oh my God! No, I can't say it now. Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Taror Api Sunichena.
Sahishnuna.
Mother,
Sarovar, we say Sarovar, see, in the CC, I know it's in black and white there, that second line, Sarovar Api. And instead of saying Sarovar Eva, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm going to find it right now. The CC Adi Lila 1085 is quoted. I know it's another place in the CC also, but in that particular verse, I think Prabhupada quotes it in the purport. And purport of Adi Lila 1085, I believe.
Thank you so much, Mataji. I think this is a great observation. Can you put in the WhatsApp like exact verse number and what are the two different places you saw so that we look into this and we can discuss further. So please put in which CC where you saw these two different things. Are the two different sentences you are hearing from?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, Sahishna, I'm looking at it right now in the CC. Adi Lila 1085. That second line is right here. It says, Taror Api, T-A-R-O-R, and then A-P-I, and then Sahishna, S-A-H-I-S-N-U-N-A. But when you say that second line, you use different words. And I hear the way you said it many times, that second line. Can you repeat the way you say it?
Pranadati sunichena. Sarol suhashnena amanena manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Maybe I am pronouncing wrong. Maybe senior Vaishnavas, they can correct me. So there is only one version. What you are seeing in the Chaitanya Charitamrita written by Srila Prabhupada, that is the authentic, So just
read
Srila Prabhupada books. Srila Prabhupada books has everything. And maybe listen to Srila Prabhupada. He said this verse thousands of times. Whatever he pronounced, that is the authentic version. You don't need to, I am a fallen person and all that.
No. In black and white, I've also seen the way you said Taror Eva, E-V-A, instead of A-P-I, it will be spelled also that way. Ava, the way you said it today, I am not sure where I can find it, but I've seen that, many times also. I don't know where to find the one that you said, your version, the way you put. I've seen it, but I can't tell you where I can find that reference.
CC 1731, so in two different, in many places, both versions are used. Even in Prabhupada's books, sometimes it is Api Sahishnuna, sometimes it is Eva Sahishnuna. So if you go
That's
to
my word, point.
Yes.
That's
so
it.
So if you go to the word-to-word meaning, Eva is life and Api is even. So when you talk about, when the translation goes, one should be more humble than a blade of grass, and tolerant like a tree is one translation. The other translation is even tolerant than a tree. So ultimately, whether they use Api or Eva, the overall meaning doesn't change much.
Okay, Manaji, can you tell me, I know you just said it, but I missed, where did you find the other way of saying it?
Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 1731.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mataji, can you please text that in the WhatsApp group so that everybody can see that two versions of third verse?
Yeah. Okay, Mataji, you will text both?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you so much for all your association. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasya Krupa Sindubhyavacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any other last final comments?
Okay. So we can end the call. Vansha Kalpata Rubeshya Krapa Sandhuvyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Ananta Koti Vaishnavranda Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, His Grace Prasannatma Prabhuji Ki
Jai.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.